somebody's come up with a theory already as to why that's just what they'd have expected. So what does it do? Reduces about breast cancer mortality, 10-year breast cancer mortality by about one-third. So modern chemo, knock about a third. So standard CMF or standard 4AC, these are 1980s regimens, 1970s, 1980s regimens, they'll produce a relative risk of about 0.75, 0.8. Something a bit better than standard CMF or 4AC taxane-based or a more potent anthracycline-based regimen, relative risk at 0.8, 0.85. So when you do something more effective versus nothing, multiply this by this, well, 0.8 times 0.8 is 0.64. So the relative risk is going to be about 0.64. Now, there is one trial only that randomized a potent regime versus nothing, and it got a relative risk of 0.64. You know, so there is, if you want to have directly randomized evidence, you've got one trial, but it's just not big enough to be serious. We need, you know, it'd be nice if we got a lot randomized, but we didn't. Anyway, you knock about a third off with chemo. You can knock about a third off with endocrine treatment. You can do better with, you know, good surgery and good radiotherapy. Surgeons and radiotherapists really working together to get good local control without actually too much spillage of radiotherapy into the heart. And modern radiotherapy regimens still irradiate the heart in ways that are life-threatening. Not as bad as before, but they still do.